My name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast for January 2021. I often find myself thinking about what it is that comes together as a human being as we think about, you know, how can I leave the world a better place than I came in? There's so many things that we as human beings can do, so many things that we can provide, so many wonderful gifts that humanity has that we can give the world. And there are things that we take away from it. It's an interesting reality. If we look at the innocence of dogs and the way dogs treat people, we find that there's a number of things that we can do, a number of things that we can consider, and a number of realities that are in front of us. I spent a lot of time contemplating what is the best possible way to move forward for myself. I don't ever pretend that I lead vast numbers of people, and I'm not a prophet. I'm not the person who is standing, you know, or sitting on the mountain, you know, with people coming to me saying, "Hey, you know, Scott, tell me what to do." Well, that doesn't happen. I do offer advice to my children, but they don't get a choice. I just do offer advice to my children. It's part of being a parent. But the reality is, you know, people don't always come to me. Sometimes they do, and I've mentored many people over the years. And that's kind of the focus here, thinking about, you know, as we look at the esoteric reality of the world around us, you know, what can we do? How can we make the world a better place? One of the things that we always have to consider is, you know, are we doing the right things, right? Are we within ourselves truly trying to build and deliver solutions, solving problems, and ultimately delivering the right things? Because if we're not delivering the right things, if we're not doing the things that make the world a better place, then we need to think about why we're doing it. I know that as I look at the world and as I think about what happens around me, it's really important that we always consider the fact that, you know, there isn't always a black and white right and wrong answer. That sometimes we have to consider the fact that there is sometimes just a wrong answer. That there is sometimes, you know, only a bad way to go for the short run. And we have to consider, you know, what is the impact of taking that path? Because sometimes it's best to not take the path, to step aside, to let others pass. It might be the right path for them. If it's the wrong path for you, step aside, pause, wait. The universe, as a friend of mine always says, the universe will reveal itself to you if you stop and wait. Take the time, listen, and hear. So how do we make the world a better place? I think the most important thing right now is we have to take ownership of what we own. We have to be willing to say, I am responsible for this. I am the person that will build and deliver this answer. I am me, only me, not, you know, I guess, well, no, it is. To borrow from John Fitzgerald Kennedy's inaugural speech, you know, ask not what the world can do for you, but rather, what can you do for the world? That's the attitude, I think. That's how we make the world a better place. When we get to the attitude of, what can I do to make the world a better place? That, I think, is the answer. John Kennedy and then later Dr. Martin Luther King, you know, they talked quite a bit about making the world a better place and how to do that. And Kennedy said, you know, look, you don't ask what the world can do for you, but look around and what can I do for the world? And Dr. King said, I have a dream. And that dream of his was that people would see his child and not judge them by the color of their skin, but rather how smart they were, what they were doing, how they were making the world a better place. And that is the dream I have. My name is Scott Anderson. Thank you for listening to my podcast.